In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in today's Gospel, when the apostles suddenly wake up Jesus, he says to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" The apostles' reaction to the storm reflects their lack of complete trust in God. The storm is a symbol of the trials and troubles that each one of us experiences in life. While some are more storm-tossed and some less, in a certain sense, we can say that we are all in the same boat. The apostles did show some confidence in God because they asked Jesus for his help. He was sleeping, but still present in their midst. Sometimes we get the feeling that God is sleeping. God is sleeping and is not paying attention to us. The apostles' appeal implied that they had faith in Jesus' power to save them. It's clear from Jesus' words that the apostles were weak in their trust in him. "O little faith," he said. Apparently, they relied on their own efforts and appealed to him only as a last resort. They wake Christ up as if he did not know their plight and as if he could not help them even as he slept. They also awaken him in panic because they are frightened to death. They are near despair, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." With the author of life in the same boat with them, they fear death by drowning. So it is clear that they do not have yet complete trust in him. And Jesus is testing them. St. Mark, in his account of the miracle, adds here, "Master, it is no concern to you that we perish?" Then Jesus asked them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?" Jesus indicates here that faith should drive out fear, which is anxiety about impending evil. Faith, dear friends, includes not only belief in God, but also trust and confidence in him and his providence. So Jesus puts his finger on the real cause of fear, not the storm, not the trials or temptations, but lack of trust in him. We all need trust in God, which is reliance on the help of another. It contains an aspect also of hope when placed in God, having confidence he will give us the grace we need to remain faithful to him. During this conversation, Jesus was laying down, continuing to rest, and the storm was raging with violence above them. We see here that Jesus, he was more concerned about their interior life of faith than he was about the storm and the waves. Then Jesus arose and rebukes the wind and the sea, and there came a great calm. St. Matthew is telling us here that Jesus not only drives out devils, cures the sick, raises the dead, and so forth. He also commands the forces of nature, and they obey him. The apostles were amazed at seeing this, and they said, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" No one can ignore Jesus, because he changed things. He made the lame walk, taught the simple, gave sight to the blind, healed the sick, comforted the afflicted, and afflicted the comfortable. His teaching is not complex or exclusive, but simple and applicable to everyone and everywhere, even on a boat shaken by the strength of a big storm. The boat shaken by the waves and wind also symbolizes the Catholic Church. Our tormented epoch is a good opportunity for us to improve and strengthen our faith in the sanctity of the Church, founded and driven by Jesus Christ himself. Trusting God, trusting in Jesus in the midst of our fears. Why are you terrified, O you of little faith? Dear friends, the same lack of faith that happened to the apostles on the Sea of Galilee can happen to all of us. Generally, few of us question whether God has the power to work a miracle. But very often, we begin to wonder whether he has the will. When we are attacked by the storms of sorrow, of doubt, of uncertainty, the hail of anxiety, and the blizzards of loneliness, we can start to imagine that God is having sweet dreams while we are experiencing nightmares. We can start to reckon that he is snoring while we are asking for help. This cancer of doubting the Lord's love for us happens when we, like the 12 apostles, when we begin to forget all that the Lord has done for us until now, and what that reveals about who he is and how loved we are by him. If God the Father was willing to allow his Son to be brutally killed so that we might live, he's going to respond with love in every circumstances by giving us what he knows we need. But we need to have faith in him and in the power of his love. The apostles were anxious. They were anxious in the boat because they were paying more attention to the waves and to the winds around them than to the presence of Jesus with them in the boat. Dear friends, the same thing happens with us. This sin is a reminder to us of the need to focus more on Christ than on our problems. This is the mark of a life of faith. Jesus turns to us in the midst of whatever hardship we are experiencing. And with regard to our most basic human fears, he says, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" To believe in him means not just to trust in his power, but to have faith in his goodness and love, and that that goodness and love endures into eternity. We should expect storms and trials in this life as a testing of our faith. God does not tempt us, but he allows us to be tempted by the world, the flesh, and the devil. Even when we think God pays no attention to us, we should trust in his concern and power and persevere in prayer and good works, saying, Lord, help us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.